From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is award-winning author Angela Dalton. Hey, Angela.
Hi.
Angela wrote the children's book, To Boldly Go. The story is about how Star Trek actress Nichelle Nichols was involved in the civil rights movement and how she inspired people of color and women to pursue careers in science and space. But right now, we're going to hear Angela's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. First up is Chapter 510 in Oakland. This is a writing center where Black, Brown, and queer youth can write and express themselves freely. They have a mentorship program for Oakland youth on their writing journey. Also, Chapter 510 publishes over 20 books a year by young writers. Angela, I love this spot. They do such great work. Talk about why you chose Chapter 510 as one of your picks.
I have a deep love for this program. First, because as a writer, I wish I had had something like this when I was a kid. I was focused on writing where I could meet other kids who were writers. Well, I would have accelerated in ways that took me a while to get to. The second reason why I love it is because I love the fact that they also have created ways for kids to perform their art, to share their art. So the reason why I brought them up was because if you go to their website, you'll see they have events. And I hope people in the community will come out and support these young people because they will do spoken word events. They will, you know, have author readings. Some of these kids are doing podcasts. So it's just a way to really support our youth in Oakland.
That's Chapter 510 in downtown Oakland. Your next pick is Studio X in Oakland. Grammy-nominated producer Karina founded this recording studio in 2021. Studio X offers workshops to help artists with marketing and songwriting, stage presence, and other important skills. They also host live performances every 2 weeks during their open mic nights, and I love open mics. Angela, tell us more about this spot.
Yes. Okay. First of all, I am always going to support a woman-owned music studio because the industry is rough. So what Karina has done, she launched the studio during the pandemic and it is still around and she is just doing a beautiful job supporting our youth young people, old people, across the board, anyone with musical talent, she is helping to develop. And now they have these open mics, they've got these meetups, and you never know who you might see because Mr. Fab will show up, other musicians and rappers in the industry come and they support these kids and the work that they're doing. So I say show up.
Okay, I'm going to definitely go to that because, like I said, I love open mics and just to see, more new talent in Oakland and in the Bay, especially in this supporting young people. And it don't matter, and older people that want their shine too, because I'm in that group now. So, okay. Anyway, that's Studio X in Oakland's Jingletown neighborhood. And your final pick is Sister Sci-Fi. Oakland-based Isis Asari started this business in 2019. It is the first Black-owned bookstore that focuses on sci-fi and fantasy works by Black and Indigenous authors. She sells books in the genres of Afrofuturism, sci-fi, noir, voodoo, and a whole lot more. She has events too. Angela, I know your book is perfect for what Sister Sci-Fi is all about. I know you've collaborated on some things. Tell us more about what you love about Sister Sci-Fi. She does so much.
She does so much. I mean, Sister Sci-Fi is more than a bookstore. It is a community gathering entity because, she will do these events online. If you like graphic novels, she does a graphic novel book reading club. She's bringing in the hottest talent in the space to the Bay Area, not just Oakland, but San Francisco. So you're gonna meet the people who are really making waves in sci-fi and fantasy, if you like that genre. And then finally, she's just a smart businesswoman. Actually, when I first met her, she was launching Sister Sci-Fi Bookstore. And then literally 8 months later, she was doing installments of her vending machines, the book vending machine.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm nobody was thinking about book vending machines when she was doing this.
I mean, that's that futurist thinking, right? That's Sister Sci-Fi, and we'll have a link to her website. Also, you can buy books from her vending machine at Chapter 510 in downtown Oakland. I've been speaking with children's author Angela Dalton. Her book, To Boldly Go, is available now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my new program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. right here on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.